Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 9, Developing a Winning Attitude. Summary. I am a teacher. And when I studied the Holy Scriptures, I grew up in a Protestant church, Lutheran. And when I studied the Scriptures, I discovered the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And in those days, in the state of Austria, I had to teach on Sabbath mornings. So it was no day off as nowadays. Nowadays it's easy. But in those times, you have to teach on Sabbath. Now what to do? At the end of the school year, I had studied church history, and then I discovered in 321, Sunday law was expressed, so we celebrate 1,700 years Sunday. But the original day of rest is the Sabbath day in Jesus' time and in the Apostles' time. So when I discovered this truth, at the end of the school year, in July, I went to my headmaster telling him about my discovery in the Bible, and I asked him to have the Sabbath day off for free next school year. I work from Monday to Friday and I can be there on Sunday, but not on Sabbath. And then, when I got the new timetable for the new school year in September, on Sabbath, 4 hours in the morning. Now what to do now? It was Monday. Then it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Sabbath day. 4 more days. What to do now? I had to accompany a group of children, pupils, to the church service, the Roman Catholic church service. And I took place in the first row with my pupils. I sat just in front of the pulpit. And there, and then the priest came. And I prayed, "Oh Lord, what should I do? Only a few more days. And then I'm forced to teach on Sabbath. But I want to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What should I do? They will quit my job. There's no more income. What should I do? I've built a house. My wife is pregnant. What should I do? Oh Lord, give me a sign." And then the priest stepped up to the pulpit, the Roman Catholic priest, opened his Bible, John 14:15. Words of Jesus. "If you love me, then you keep my commandments." Whoa! A Roman Catholic priest gave the answer out of the Bible. I was impressed. Thank you, Lord, now I know it. And then the time came, only a few more days. On Friday, I told the headmaster, "I will not be there on Sabbath day. I cannot. It's against my conscience." He became furious. And then a fight with the state officials started. After 1 year, they decided, you have to go, you have to leave. You get the sack, you are fired. And I protested. It's against my conscience. So it went to court, next court, higher court, higher court. 4 sessions before the highest court made its decision. It took 3.5 years. And in the end, I was fired. But as long as the highest court had not made a decision, I went on teaching. And for 2.5 months, I taught in class, but I had no salary. This was the punishment for not being there on Sabbath day. And then the highest court made a decision. And I was back in school again. The state officials did not dare to act against my conscience. God is great. He is the good shepherd. He takes care of you. He loves you. He is kind and full of meekness and pitiful. He is love.